Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, I take a four-day weekend. Oh, no wonder that microphone was hot on Friday. It had cranked up a little higher. All right, here we go. Let me make a little adjustment. I told David Noble, I think it was either late Thursday night or Friday morning when the whole Elon Musk, Donald Trump thing was going on. I said, man, you are going to have a fun show on Friday morning. And I'm sure you guys did have a fun show Friday and Monday as well. Big thanks to David Noble for covering down on the program. But, yeah, you know, I take a four-day weekend and you have this big Elon Musk, Donald Trump blow up. And then it seems like things are getting patched back together again. I was scrolling through X yesterday, and I saw Elon Musk sharing some posts on X from Vice President J.D. Vance and President Donald J. Trump. And so here we are. We're back on Tuesday, and all is well in the world. Well, maybe not all is well in the world, especially if you live in California. Here we go. L.A. riots once again. But, man, a whole host of things to talk about here on this Tuesday morning. You know, this was Newsom's chance. Newsom had the opportunity here. If he was trying to look like a moderate and look like somebody reasonable heading into 2028, nope, he's blowing it right now. If he didn't blow it already over the last several years. I mean, didn't Gavin Newsom allow the riots all to occur back in 2020 as well? And now here he is again. The Democrats have always been the secessionist party, by the way. The Democrat Party has always been the party that wants to trample on the American flag here. And the Democrats were the ones that were complaining when National Guard troops were sent in to protect black Americans from racist Southern Democrats. And now these secessionist Democrats are allowing L.A. to burn once again here. Maxine Waters is in some hot water. Did you see Maxine Waters yelling at the National Guard troops? She yelled at her state's own National Guard members. It was literally like Maxine Waters was sitting there yelling at the National Guard to get off her lawn. We'll have that audio and so much more for you here this morning. The other thing that's kind of crazy is that the Maryland man is coming back. Did you guys hear about, hey, Maryland man, remember Kilmore Garcia, the MS-13 criminal illegal alien gangbanger who was sent back home to El Salvador, and Democrat senators like Chris Van Hollen fought to get him back to the United States of America? Well, looks like he is coming back to the United States, but he may not like it.
I don't know if you're shaking your head at me or him, but the fact is he deserves due process.
You know, I suspect that Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, when he heard that Senator Abrego Garcia was coming back, took a shower, put on his nice suit, got on Open Table, found out what maybe party of two reservation they could get for tonight so they could continue the bromance they started when he went back to visit Senator Abrego in El Salvador. Look, he was not deported because he was a bad guy. He was deported because he was an illegal immigrant living in the country illegally for 14 years, who had gone through due process, who had an existing deportation order. It so happens that it turns out he may in fact well be a really, really bad person that we would not want in the country.
All right. And then Scott Jennings talks about why the backers of Kilmore may not be pleased with him coming home for this.
Securing America.
Hundreds of members of the National Guard deployed to California to help with immigration-related protests and riots. But what exactly is the National Guard? Their description, the primary combat reserve of the Army and Air Force, seamlessly providing enduring rotational surge and follow-on forces to the joint force to fight and win the nation's wars and defend the homeland. They can deploy at a moment's notice to protect life and property in communities. They recognize December 13th, 1636 as their birthday. It was the first militia regiment in North America organized in Massachusetts. Looking to join, you need to meet several requirements. Be between the ages of 17 and 35 years old, be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, be at least a junior in high school, or have a high school diploma or GED, and earn the minimum passing grade on the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery Test. Also meet the medical, physical, and moral requirements. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, an isolated afternoon shower storm is possible towards the Bozeman area. High temperatures will range from the mid-80s in Bozeman to around 90 in Billings. Partly cloudy tonight with an isolated shower storm chance with lows from the mid-50s to around 60. And then we'll see highs back in the 80s on Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky. Montana Talks.
All right, so yeah, the clip that I was playing there, that was Scott Jennings on CNN, like the lone voice of common sense, conservatism on CNN. He's always on this panel discussion, and you watch these people. By the way, his fellow panelists were just in full meltdown mode over the weekend. Openly admitting that basically the goal of the Democrat Party is to keep the illegal aliens in this country. I mean, they went into full-blown meltdown mode. But anyway, speaking of illegal aliens, we'll get to the L.A. riots and more here. And, of course, anything you want to talk about, as the phone lines are open for you as well. But how it all started, Tom Homan, we've got that for you. I've got a great media montage from Grabian Media. Tom Elliott's given us permission to share his stuff. He put together a media montage of all the liberal media downplaying the L.A. riots. ABC News even talked about how people were just out having fun. It's not a riot. People were just out having fun, watching cars burn. No big deal. But back to, I love how Scott Jennings on CNN, he referred to this MS-13 gangbanger, illegal alien, Kilmore Garcia, as Saint Abrego Garcia. And the point that he was making was that Saint Abrego Garcia is now coming back to the United States. And so, you know, Democrats will cheer. They will claim victory here. But he's coming back for a much different reason. He's not just coming back because the courts are saying, well, Trump did something wrong here. He's coming back to be prosecuted of some very serious crimes.
Here are his possible outcomes. Number one, he gets convicted of this stuff and goes to prison for a long time. Number two, he gets acquitted and goes back to El Salvador, which is what I suspect the White House would do with him if he somehow gets out of these charges. Either way, it's what the White House said all along. There's no future where this the Maryland man goes back to Maryland to live quietly in the suburbs.
All right, there you go. Yeah, so basically, Kilmore, you remember, he was basically caught up in some sex trafficking and human trafficking allegations. And so that's what he's being brought back now, is to face these charges over human trafficking. So, great points there by Scott Jennings on CNN over the weekend. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, so I took a 4-day weekend. You know, our oldest son graduated, so we had our first high school graduate. That'll make you feel old real fast when you've got a kid that actually graduated high school. So, very cool, very, very cool deal. I had a ton of family and great friends hanging out all weekend. So, but I was trying to stay a little bit in touch with what was going on with the news. And, of course, you can see it all play out in real time. The lawless leftists once again rioting in another American city, and then the lawless Democrats and the liberal media downplaying it and some outright cheering it on, calling for these types of riots and protests to take place elsewhere across the country. Let me go. Let's see. Where do we start? Let's start with the media downplaying what happened here. Let's see. Where is the Tom Elliott? Here we go. Here's the Tom Elliott supercut via X, Grabian Media.
The L.A. County police say that they have it under control. Carrying a flag is not illegal, as you know. What did happen in 1992 was so different from what we're seeing now. I mean, that was a real riot.
Video after video has shown that these agents are the ones provoking protesters and also making up, aggression by these protesters that later video shows people were not aggressive.
We are having an administration that's targeting peaceful protests, people that are there to protest. The president is sending the National Guard because he doesn't like the scenes. He doesn't like the scenes of people peacefully protesting.
The unrest is isolated. L.A. is home to millions of people. Most of them are having a normal day here on Sunday.
You know, you've heard reports that there are riots on the streets of Los Angeles. That is not what's happening across the city of Los Angeles.
Governor Newsom's right. There was anything like a riot happening on Friday, Saturday.
We just witnessed a protester thanking a National Guardsman for his service here in California.
LAPD, by most estimates, had this under control last night.
No, I don't think the National Guard is needed now. Things in L.A. are calm. There was a protest that got a little unruly late at night.
There have been no violence where anybody that was protesting hit anybody, shot anybody, threatened anybody. It's, nothing has happened.
What is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn?
Most of those demonstrations were very peaceful. They were chanting, they were shouting. People were driving by, honking their horns.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, Karen Bass is the mayor of L.A. While she was on CNN making the very claim that she just made, oh, no, we have this under control. It's all fine. Nothing to see here, folks. A massive fire sparked on the live video footage on the split screen right next to her, happening live as she was talking about it. My goodness. Hey, let's give you some good news here. We have got a Virginia City getaway that you get the opportunity to win. Yeah, who wants to go to L.A., right? When you can go to Virginia City, Montana. So this is one night at the Fairweather Inn, two adult tickets to a performance at the Opera House, two adult fire truck tour rides, and a $50 gift certificate to Cousins Candy Shop. Anyway, yeah, we're here for the next 6 weeks. We're doing a Visit Montana tourism giveaway where we're highlighting all of the tourism regions in Montana. So right now we're highlighting Southwest Montana. Did you know this? Southwest Montana has been the location of all Montana capitals, territorial and state capitals. Bannock, 1864, Virginia City, 1865. And Helena since 1875. Anyway, if you want a chance to win that Virginia City giveaway, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby.
Good afternoon, everybody. No!
There was no mistake when the beloved but forlorn accountant Norm Peterson chugged his way into the fictional TV bar Cheers. If only former House Speaker John Boehner or late Ohio Representative Buzz Lukens had been as recognizable to George Wendt, the actor who played Norm on the sitcom. Wendt died recently at age 76. But during Boehner's first race for Congress in 1990, Wendt inadvertently manufactured a bizarre and permanent connection to Boehner. Wendt managed to mix up Boehner with Lukens on the Arsenio Hall late-night talk show. Wendt's brother-in-law was running against Boehner for Congress in the general election. Boehner defeated Buzz Lukens partly because of a sordid sex scandal with a teenager. And on national TV, Wendt thought that it was Boehner, not Lukens, who had the scandal. Wendt's gaffe was not fatal for Boehner. Boehner and Wendt later made up. Quote, "Raising a glass tonight to the man America will always remember as Norm," said Boehner on X, or, as they might say on the show, Cheers. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Having and keeping a good job is not just an economic benefit. What we do for a living is part of our identity and our sense of self-importance. That's why losing a job is something most of us try to avoid. But circumstances can thwart our best intentions. The fortunes of the economy are often out of our control. That's why the protection of jobs has been a focus of many, expressed in everything from union contracts to labor laws. But research shows that efforts to protect jobs through laws and regulation make it harder for companies to create new ones and harder for economies to grow as a result. Imagine how difficult it would be to get a date, blogger to Alex Tabarrok muses, if every date required marriage. Many European countries place significant legal and financial burdens on companies who try to lay off or fire workers that keep zombie companies and their workforces going, tying up resources in less productive ways. It also leads to permanently higher unemployment rates as potential new workers are shut out. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
The week ahead.
Monday, techies will be turning their attention to Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. The multi-day event is expected to unveil a number of software updates and showcases new features across a number of Apple products. Wednesday, lawmakers play ball. The annual congressional baseball game raises funds for D.C. charities. The GOP is the defending champion. You can catch the bipartisan action on FS1. Also, New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver has a preliminary hearing connected to her arrest at an ICE facility in Newark last month. Thursday, the governors of Illinois, New York, and Minnesota will be on Capitol Hill testifying before the House Oversight Committee on sanctuary policies in their state. Saturday, in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Army, a large military parade will take over the streets of our nation's capital. The parade coincides with Flag Day and President Trump's 79th birthday. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report, I'm Lane Nordland, and thanks for tuning that radio dial our way here on the Western Ag Network. Well, both U.S. corn and soybean crop conditions improved slightly last week, according to the latest USDA Weekly Crop Progress Report. Corn was 97% planted, with 87% emerged and 71% of the crop rated good to excellent. Soybeans were 90% planted, 75% emerged, with 68% rated in good to excellent condition. Spring wheat has 82% of the crop emerged and 53% rated good to excellent, while the U.S. winter wheat condition rating comes in at 54% good to excellent. That's up 2 points from the 52% last week. The crop was 88% headed and 4% harvested down south. As for barley, 97% of the crop is planted with 80% emerged. Don't go away. We'll have more news right here on the Western Ag Network coming up next.
At Ag West, we know ag financing like you know everything from traffic jams to early morning meetings to pitching a product to a job well done. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Let's chat at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association and Northern Crops Institute invite you to join the Pulse Potential Webinar Series. The webinars focus on providing education on pulse production and use with the goal of increasing consumer demand and expanding pulse production through new growers. Topics include the use and benefits of pulse crops, trends and innovations, market drivers, and the path from producer to processor. Check out the schedule and register for the next webinar at northern-crops.com/webinars.
Senate Republicans are expected to extend key agricultural tax breaks, but make other changes to the narrowly passed House version of the president's tax and spending bill, which is the centerpiece of the Trump administration's agenda. Interest expensing, 100% bonus depreciation, including on equipment, and the R&D deduction are all expected to be permanently extended past the House's 2029 cutoff date. Senate Finance must also decide the fate of green energy tax breaks, including the House's 45Z credit, which is key for sustainable aviation fuel. Senate Majority Leader, South Dakota's John Thune.
I think the House made good headway on a number of fronts, but we think there are areas in the federal government, areas of waste, fraud, and abuse, that we can further identify that would make that a more robust package.
To reduce the bill's estimated $2.4 trillion cost, lawmakers may target additional Medicaid savings or scale back state and local tax breaks, as well as proposed exemptions on tips and overtime, provisions backed by Trump. But any of these changes could complicate final passage of the president's One Big Beautiful Bill, especially when it returns to the House for a final vote. Democrats are offering no support. Senate Ag Committee Democrat Amy Klobuchar says proposed SNAP cuts are a major reason why.
Farmers will be losing revenue at $35 billion over 10 years. Look what they're already facing. Market shrinking because of the Trump tariff. Input costs up. Weather issues. cuts to the USDA, veterinarians leaving, and now this.
Despite all this, GOP leaders insist the tax bill is on schedule to meet the president's goal of passing by July 4th, and they still expect much of the House bill to remain intact. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I better check our messages on our Montana Talks app. Yeah, I was just thinking, man, I got way too much stuff in front of me here, way too much stuff to talk about here on this Tuesday morning. And that's right, feels like a Monday for me after taking a couple of days off, but it's a Tuesday, so we got John Jackson, the Joker from X, joining us here later this morning. So now's a good time for you to call in or message us on the Montana Talks app. The Montana Republican Party, here, I got this one right in front of me here. I printed up several of my posts on X from over the past couple of days here. The Montana Republican Party sent this out. From Rapid Response 47. Hey, Dana Bash, CNN, you still think this isn't a, quote, real riot? You guys just heard the montage that I played of all of these media outlets downplaying the riots in Los Angeles with all the burned out vehicles behind them, with F ICE spray painted on the burned out vehicles. All these people in the streets of the United States of America waving foreign flags. One of the, I think the photo, the most symbolic photo of the whole weekend is that guy waving the Mexican flag. He's got his shirt off. I think he's wearing a mask. He's got a bunch of skeletons on his little sweatpants. And he's standing on top of a burned vehicle, waving the flag of a foreign nation. That is the symbol of today's Democrat Party. But, yeah, Rapid Response 47. Hey, Dana Bash on CNN, you still think this isn't a, quote, real riot? And what the Montana Republican Party sent out is what happened in Los Angeles with the riots won't happen in Montana, because we have strong leadership like Attorney General Austin Knutson that backs law enforcement, protects our communities, and rejects chaos. You know, if this would happen anywhere, of course it would be Missoula or Bozeman, but that's where our state comes in to keep them in check. But yeah, you know, this was something that I noticed. You could tell the storyline developing all weekend long, because the Democrats always do this, and the media always does this. They had hundreds of riots that they cheered on and downplayed. Remember the mostly peaceful, that's what they tried to do with this again, was the mostly peaceful rioting thing again. They cheered hundreds of riots on throughout the summer of 2020, the George Floyd riots, etc. And then they found one riot they didn't like, January 6th, and all of a sudden they were anti-rioter, and they were anti-due process. And if a grandma just walked through the United States Capitol, they wanted to lock her up without due process. And so I saw them invoking January 6th over the weekend. Oh, well, who cares about Los Angeles? January 6th. Remember January 6th? Yeah, I remember. Donald J. Trump wanted National Guard troops on hand at the Capitol on January 6th as well. And Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. rejected the National Guard troops, just like the Democrats wanted to have the power to reject the National Guard troops to stop the riots in Los Angeles. Let's go to Maxine Waters. Let's see here. Where did I put that one? Okay. Yeah, Raymond Arroyo and Laura Ingraham were talking about this last night on Laura Ingraham's program on Fox. I was going to go to Tom Holman to give us kind of the background on how did this all start in Los Angeles? Because the left wants you to believe that, well, the only reason these riots are happening is because President Trump ordered in the National Guard to cause this. If he didn't send in the National Guard, these people wouldn't have been rioting. It's like, no, they were rioting, and then he sent in the National Guard. And if you haven't heard it yet, the sheriff down there was openly talking about how local law enforcement was being overwhelmed by these organized rioters that are obviously being well-funded and well-supplied, right? And so But anyway, since we just had an update about the California National Guard being called up by President Trump in order to stop the violence and stop the rioting, you know, the rocks and the being thrown through the windshields of local law enforcement and so much more. Maxine Waters, there she was, standing up for the rioters, standing up for the criminal illegal aliens, and yelling at her state's own National Guard troops. It's like she was yelling at them to stay off her lawn.
I guess Maxine Waters, she's in hot water for taunting National Guardsmen at a federal facility. Watch this.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid? He's afraid of him, right? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. You did. The governor was not contacted.
Laura, this was all over an SEIU union leader who was swept up in one of those ICE raids in L.A. Waters was trying to bust into the holding facility, and the National Guard told her to get lost. So then she claimed they were going to shoot people. I mean, this is so irresponsible for a member of Congress to engage in this baiting her own state's National Guardsmen. Totally awful. She should really be censured for this.
Yeah, and what's funny, too, is, like, you watch the video, and these National Guard soldiers, they're just standing outside this building, protecting this building. Yeah, I think they got about 15 yards in between each of them, something like that, and they're just simply standing there protecting the building. Nobody's getting in her face. Nobody's pushing her or, in that video, frankly, anybody else for that matter. And then she is just sitting there yelling at them. Like some crazy old codger that has no idea where she is. I mean, Maxine Waters, again, like if I think I joked about this a couple of weeks ago. If Joe Biden were to become transgender and start identifying as a black woman, now they're allowed to identify as women, but you're not allowed to identify as black. Remember, yeah, that's the third rail. You keep, but if Joe Biden were to identify as a transgender woman, hey, you guys, get off my lawn. It would be Maxine Waters. That's who Joe Biden would be if he was identifying as a black woman.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, talking about the L.A. riots, we're going to come back to that one here in just a second, of course. But Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, says the Democrat Party is in open rebellion against the United States of America. Again, the Democrat Party has always been the party of slavery, sharecropping, and secession. And this is exactly what this is. This is open rebellion against the United States of America. They allowed the illegal aliens to invade this country. Now they want to allow these lawless rioters to burn these cities down in defense of the illegal alien invaders that they allowed into this country in the first place. And what he was reacting to was a post on X by at ALX with audio, C-SPAN audio of Democrat Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal leading chants calling for illegal aliens to be freed and to end the ICE raids. And I can play that for you here in a second. But I want to go back to Elon Musk and Donald Trump. I joked earlier that, man, David, man, I was like, David, you're going to have a fun show on Friday because the Trump-Elon Twitter battle started on Thursday. And I was like, man, I'm taking Friday off of this show, but Friday would have been a good day to be on the radio. But I knew David Noble would have some fun with it. I knew you guys would have some fun with it. And then, boom, here I come back, you know, 4 days later, and it looks like all is well. Elon Musk even shared a couple of days ago, he shared a post from both Vice President Vance and President Donald J. Trump and was sharing what they're talking about. And what Elon Musk had shared was a Truth Social post by President Trump where he talked about how a once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now, violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents to try and stop our deportation operations. But these lawless riots only strengthen our resolve. And that's just part of what he posted. And Elon Musk shared that from President Trump and what Vice President J.D. Vance had to say as well. But speaking of Vice President J.D. Vance, you know, what I thought was kind of interesting was last week when, you know, Elon Musk was sending off anti-Trump messages on X and elsewhere is it sounds like he was in Montana. It sounds like he was hanging out at the Paws Up Ranch outside of Missoula. You know, there was a few reports that we had on our website and more that were talking about that. And then all of a sudden last week, do you guys remember this? There were reports that there were going to be FAA airspace restrictions for an unnamed VIP in the Missoula area. And so then there was a Missoulian report came out and said that apparently Vice President J.D. Vance was going to visit a Catholic church in Missoula. And so that kind of connected the dots there. And so I thought it was kind of interesting. It kind of makes you wonder, was Vice President Vance, who was also good friends with Elon Musk, was Vice President Vance traveling out to Montana to, you know, try to, you know, talk with Elon Musk, et cetera. And then now there's a new headline that just came out. This came out yesterday. I haven't seen anything beyond this as of yet. So maybe if you guys have seen something else, let me know. But Mike Smith with the Montana Standard out of Butte says that the FAA has now issued temporary flight restrictions around Butte and an area south of Dillon on Tuesday, indicating a visit from a VIP in the U.S. government or another public figure. And Mike Smith says there was speculation that it could be visits by Vice President J.D. Vance, who had planned to attend Mass at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Missoula on Sunday, but canceled, according to media reports. Several state and local officials could not or would not confirm a visit by Vance to southwest Montana on Tuesday, but two high-ranking officials in Butte Silverbow said they were told to refer all questions to the office of the vice president. Could VP Vance be in southwest Montana? Maybe he heard our Visit Montana tourism deal. This week we're focused on southwest Montana. Maybe the vice president heard all about it on Montana Talks and said, you know, they've been talking about southwest Montana this week. Maybe this is the time to visit southwest Montana. Anyway, yeah, we've been having fun with our Montana tourism giveaway. If you wanted to hear that website for how you can win the Southwest Montana tourism package, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Yeah, you definitely don't want to fly down to Los Angeles right now, that's for sure. That's where Democrats are causing all of this mayhem. Well, Jesse Waters said it well last night. Let me just roll the tape.
Democrats are causing mayhem in their cities so when Trump restores order, they can label him a dictator and stir up even more hatred and violence against them. They're burning their own cities just to prove to their bloodthirsty base that they're fighting Trump in the streets, burning their own cities for power. Not to mention deporting thousands of illegals from Democrat states when the census gets done subtracts congressional seats. One of the groups behind the riots, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, is a taxpayer-funded group that happened to get millions of dollars from the Biden administration. And they also have ties to the communist Chinese. So this is a taxpayer-funded riot with foreign fingerprints. And the violence isn't spontaneous. Democrats let 10 million illegals into the country, then called ICE the Gestapo for enforcing the law Americans chose at the ballot box. Their top leaders want to abolish ICE, and their mayor was giving cops stand down orders. And they're suing Trump for doing what he was elected to do. A Democrat senator says he wants to see riots all across the country.
Obviously, this is a moment where we have to be on the streets all over the country to protest what's happening to our immigrant community, but more broadly to protest what's happening to our democracy. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of the country, and we are going to rise to this moment by being out there on the streets.
Well, and that ties in with a message that we got on the Montana Talks app earlier from Chris in Billings, is that this is all planned. This has all been planned by the left and by the Democrats. When they jump on CNN and MSNBC and claim, well, Donald Trump caused this to happen. If Donald Trump didn't send in National Guard troops to quell the rioting, then people wouldn't have rioted, which makes no sense whatsoever. No, this was already planned. These left-wing groups were planning, if you've seen it on X or on social media, by the way, thanks to Elon Musk for purchasing Twitter so that we can get access to so much incredible information. They have these pro-illegal alien protests already planned, already coordinated all across the country. In fact, Chris in Billings told us about another one. He says a leftist group created a website called No Kings and is coordinating protests across the nation this Saturday, June 14th, which is President Trump's birthday, the U.S. Army birthday, and Flag Day as well. And the website is a pinned map of locations, says many are in Montana. So, yeah, thanks, Chris, for that message. I did see that on X as well. All right, let's see. Who do we got on the phone lines here? Cam in Billings. All right, Cam, good to hear from you. What's going on, Cam?
Wanted to talk about PETA. You know, they keep having these things, and I think we should support them. You know, people eating tasty animals is a good thing for everybody.
That's right. Well, Ed, they're good for business. You know, when PETA showed up in Great Falls, I mean, man, they had a line down the block at the barbecue joint, and then when they showed up in downtown Billings, Jake's downtown was packed. I was buying maple bacon donuts in PETA's honor. So, yeah, if I were a business owner, I would request PETA to show up and protest me, too.
Oh, yeah, I agree. People eating tasty animals. That's my take on it. So, y'all have a blessed day. We'll catch you later.
All right, you too. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, if you guys were wondering what the reference was there, check out the Montana Talks website. If you click on my headlines, click on my name, you'll see the PETA coverage from, what was that, last week or the week before? I think we had that one. But, hey, speaking of people eating tasty animals, have you guys ever gotten your hands on some Reminis Angus jerky? The beef jerky. I've picked up Reminis Angus beef jerky at the Town Pump stores across the state. I've also had Reminis Angus beef shipped right to my house. I've had their beef bacon. I've had some of their premium steaks and so much more. But, yeah, it's so fun catching up with Brian Massard from Reminis Angus Ranch. Speaking of Dylan, I should get a hold of Brian Massard and see if VP Vance is coming down to visit him. You know, if you were down doing a range tour in Dillon, Montana, you could go see Brian Massard there with Reminis Angus Ranch and see what he's doing with his soil on his ranch. He's partnering with N-Soil Algae to create healthier soils for better beef and healthier people. So really cool to see just all the outside-the-box stuff that Reminis Angus Ranch is doing. Check out the Reminis Angus Ranch website to figure out how you can get their beef sent to your house, or check out the Reminis Angus jerky in the stores.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Gavin vows sanctuary to all who seek it, and it has come at a very high fiscal cost, not just to the state of California, but also to the country. Total cost, federal, local government, $182 billion, and California only pays one-sixth of that money, and they're the sanctuary state. What does sanctuary mean? To me, where I grew up, that is aiding and abetting in lawbreaking. He cares so much about the so-called rights of illegals, he puts it over the safety of the people of California. And the reason I keep asking Gavin whether or not he's ever picked up a phone and called any of the victims' families is because I doubt he ever did. And I'm asking, if so, when and who?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, this is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, an isolated afternoon shower storm is possible towards the Bozeman area. High temperatures will range from the mid-80s in Bozeman to around 90 in Billings. Partly cloudy tonight with an isolated shower storm chance with lows from the mid-50s at around 60. And then we'll see highs back in the 80s on Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Montanans might get mad if they see motorcycles doing this on the roadways. We've got that story at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, a new law addresses what's fair from the air when you're hunting in Montana. I think it's a drone story. And PETA responds following their staged events protesting a barbecue joint in Great Falls and then some downtown Billings restaurants as well. It's actually a pretty good response. You got to check it out, MontanaTalks.com, or get the app on your smartphone.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a couple of Montana-specific headlines. I'll just mention these headlines for now, and then we're going to talk about this in more depth here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Derek A. Stryker with the Montana Family Foundation. You know, we were already set to have him on the show anyway because they've got some big news that they're going to share with us here in just a few minutes. But it's related to these news headlines as well. Montana Supreme Court rules three pro-life laws from 2021 are unconstitutional. No big surprise there. The left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court wants no limits on abortion. They want to allow abortion all the way up until it's all about elections for them because they get their pockets padded by Planned Parenthood. But they want no limits on abortion. They want abortion all the way up until the due date. Just insane. The Montana Free Press, another liberal outfit, says state Supreme Court strikes down 2021 abortion restrictions. So we're going to be talking about that with Derek A. Stryker. Plus, the CI-128, you guys remember CI-128, which was, the Montana Family Foundation is basically filing a petition to strike down CI-128. So that's what we're going to talk about coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. All right, meantime, let's go back to the L.A. riots. And, you know, the Democrats and the media downplaying the L.A. riots or blaming Trump for sending in the National Guard to stop the rioting. They're claiming that that is what instigated the rioting. It's so absurd. What happened in California? Where did this all start? What's the background here? Tom Homan, President Trump's border czar, was on with Jesse Waters last night.
Well, you said exactly right. I came in Wednesday to kick off an operation on Friday, and it was a criminal operation. We served criminal search warrants at several places of businesses. They were involved with money laundering, tax evasion, and customs fraud, bringing in over $86 million of unclaimed imports and skipping on $17 million of tariff taxes. And it's a part of a bigger investigation having to do with money flowing to Mexico and Colombia that fund the cartels, the drug cartels. So we were serving arrest warrants. We were serving criminal search warrants. And that's when the protest started. And as you said earlier, outside this restaurant, we arrested 40 illegal aliens working with these businesses. We also arrested significant criminal public safety threats. You mentioned that. Several rapists, child sexual predators, people that committed murder, people that committed significant domestic violence, and one was a penetration of a foreign object into a young lady. So we took the men and women of ICE in those 2 days, made L.A. much safer. So the mayor should have been thinking ICE, the governor should have been making ICE. Instead of that, they want to call them terrorists, they want to call them racists, and that rhetoric has caused this protest. And I was there the first two nights. It was out of control. The city was burning. Governor Newsom did nothing. The mayor did nothing. So President Trump, God bless him, he sent the National Guard in to save property and save lives. And I salute him for doing it.
All right. Yeah, well said there by Tom Homan. So Tom Homan gives the background here. The riots were already happening. That's why. And then you could see it on the split screen during the live interviews with the Los Angeles mayor, who, by the way, this isn't the first time she's allowed Los Angeles to burn. Right. And on the split screen, while she is downplaying the riots, claiming that they got everything handled, that everything's fine, you can see the fires erupting right next to her. On the split screen showing the live footage of what's actually happening in Los Angeles. Somebody had a great point that they made on X here. Where was it? They were basically saying that, here we go, at Paratrooper on X, showing all the law enforcement vehicles burning, the other cars burned by the rioters. And all of a sudden, California doesn't care about pollution anymore. They never did. See, fires aren't pollution, according to the Democrats in California. That's why they allow the wildfires to burn out of control. That's why they allow the fires from the rioters to burn out of control. That pollution doesn't count.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Having and keeping a good job is not just an economic benefit. What we do for a living is part of our identity and our sense of self-importance. That's why losing a job is something most of us try to avoid. But circumstances can thwart our best intentions. The fortunes of the economy are often out of our control. That's why the protection of jobs has been a focus of many, expressed in everything from union contracts to labor laws. But research shows that efforts to protect jobs through laws and regulation make it harder for companies to create new ones and harder for economies to grow as a result. Imagine how difficult it would be to get a date, blogger to Alex Tabarrok muses, if every date required marriage. Many European countries place significant legal and financial burdens on companies who try to lay off or fire workers that keep zombie companies and their workforces going, tying up resources in less productive ways. It also leads to permanently higher unemployment rates as potential new workers are shut out. I'm Patrick Barkley.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.